Blog Talk Radio.
Randy and Margaret Botts, founders of Brand New Life Ministries, bringing the healing waters from the healing oasis of Las Vegas to you live from Blog Talk Radio. We are so happy you have joined us today. We welcome your listeners from all over the world. Open your Bibles with us and expect to receive healing waters from the Lord today.
Amen. Hallelujah. Wow, this is a new song that the Lord kind of led for us to start our shows with. This one, but Paul Wilbur, Prepare the Way, pretty well, a timely message just in the song itself.
Amen.
Now we're going to go straight into this. This is called What is True. This is something that just the Holy Spirit just downloaded in a full flow for me one particular early morning when I woke up. And scriptures were there, everything, it just came together. I hope this ministers to you. Lord, I pray that you open their eyes to see and ears to hear what your Spirit is saying through your word. And Lord, I pray that the listeners will each receive a more intimate walk with you as a result. Please have your Bibles always handy and ready, because we always go into the Bible with everything. And listening to this in archive, you can always go back over it and pause it as you open up your Bible to read along with us. Here goes. This is called What is True. There are many prophecies by many people speaking so many different words. Some even contradict. Others are coming from personal emotions. Others from past experiences. There are prophecies of a good future, prophecies of a bad future. America is blessed or America is cursed and judged. I see prophecies of America prosperous and America doomed. America bright and America the Great Babylon. No one knows for sure of anything anymore, not even of what to believe anymore. God's people are scattered because of darkness coming from the pulpits and confusion, division, persecution, and fear settling in. Lies and false interpretations of God's word is preached from the pulpits. Wounding from others within the church is also scattering the church as well, as downright outcasting from the pulpits is causing the scattering of the church. People are making their personal desires into laws, forcing them on others. Ministers are tickling the ears of others in their churches so they can continue to receive their tithes. Church is a money-making business for some. Kingdoms for ministers are being built off the humble innocent in their churches who are being appeased by false doctrines to get false sense and security and false peace. Money is given to the ministers who build themselves mansions while the flock scrape by with the money they have left after being brainwashed to give, or their money is cursed if they don't. Lies and more lies. God is sickened by the deception taught from pulpits, as well as the deception one to another within relationship of the flock themselves. Those who have no intimate relationship with God and do not know God personally nor his word are now getting deceived and call the God of another religion, Baal, the same God as God Almighty, the Father of Jesus. Yet they do not seek truth to see this God they say is the same is not the Father of Jesus Christ at all. They believe falsely. They forget God. God's name, his real name. When Jeremiah 23:13, Randy, you would read that, 13 and 14.
I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied by Baal and caused my people Israel to err. Also I have seen a horrible thing in the prophets of Jerusalem. They commit adultery and walk in lies, and they also strengthen the hands of evildoers so that no one turns back from his wickedness.
And this is also from Jeremiah 23, verses 21 through 33.
I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. So if they had stood in my counsel and caused my people to hear my words, then they would have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doing. Am I a God near at hand, says the Lord, and not a God afar off? I have heard what the prophets have said, who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long will this be in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies? Indeed, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, who try to make my people forget my name by their dreams, which everyone tells his neighbor, as their fathers forgot my name for Baal.
This is what is happening today in the so-called Christian church. You now find that God has forgotten another God called Baal has risen, yet Baal is not the father of Jesus. Yet these people deceive themselves into Chrislam, which is just another example of the deception in the world today, and therefore exchange gods in their own deception and for other reasons, like maybe, who knows, even more peace. Yet salvation will not be found in this God or that religion that does not accept Jesus Christ as the true Son of Almighty God. Like God said himself in Jeremiah 23, verse 33, my people forget my name by their dreams, which everyone tells his neighbor, as their fathers forgot my name, for Baal. Jeremiah 2:8-9, the priests did not say, where is the Lord? And those who handle the law did not know me, the rulers also transgressed against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal, and walked after things that do not profit. Therefore I will yet bring charges against you, says the Lord. Now, this is not to be taken lightly. This is serious. God's not laughing. Thousands are losing their salvation to worship another God just because they got lazy and going to churches where the Holy Spirit was not present to convict them. They refused intimacy with the God of heaven and his Son Jesus and his Holy Spirit, and they refused to feed on God's word. When this happens, the devil fills the vacuum with his lies. Hear the word of God, people, in Jeremiah 2:8. Those who handle the law did not know me. Hear what God says here. It is profound and he's serious and he's emotional. Please hear his heart's cry. This is Jeremiah 2, verses 10 through 13.
Pass beyond the coast of Cyprus and see. Send to Kedar and consider diligently and see if there has been such a thing as a nation changed its God, which are not gods. But my people have changed their glory for what does not profit. Be astonished, O heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be very desolate, says the Lord, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and homed themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water.
I see this nation doing just that, and this is not the only nation. God is seriously upset over this, and God's people are creating their own gods, even self-helps, without his Holy Spirit. Yoga is climbing. God's people are so ignorant of their actions, or just plain don't care, or even lazy. Enemy is filling the vacuum. God is amazed that a nation would actually change their gods. They were right at first, just like America was, being full of God at the first. Then through time, now we are fickle, according to this president. We are no longer a Christian nation at all. And the world knows it, and even someone like Mr. Putin even called this nation to attention by even saying so. He even protects the Orthodox Russian Church, yet our president does not even try to protect anything Christian at all. God is upset. You can see this in Scripture. He even calls heaven to look and see things. Where has integrity, dignity, honor, and respect gone? No one knows what is truth. Some say church must evolve, become relevant for these times. Others say church must show love and tolerance, but compromising what church thought was absolute truth from the Holy Bible of old to watered-down truth so no one gets offended. Other religions don't have to change their beliefs and even force their beliefs on governments and general population by force. And 1 Timothy 4:1-2.
Now, Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, seeking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience
seared
with a hot iron.
Some say love means compromise. Others try to stick to tradition of old familiar ways for security purposes. Loss of security for our very lives, our sanity, and our beliefs are all in the fray of these times. Many are not sure what truth is or looks like anymore. It is not preached from pulpits with that personal salvation is not real, nor can be attained unless within a certain belief system. Even that was televised. Can we ever find absolute truth? Can we really be saved without the clergy telling us how to do it by their personal salvation is not attainable? Is the Bible truth? Can we trust it? The Bible is being rewritten over and over to make it relevant and even politically correct for this age and time in which we live. When it's preached from them, is it still truth? Confusion, disillusionment, scattering of the church is the reality of these times. The world sees the church as something to be ridiculed, weak and broken. The church has lost its salt, its wavering. The church has lost its light. There is so much darkness within its own walls. The babes in Christ are being sacrificed back into the world. Ezekiel 16:20-23.
Moreover, you took your sons and daughters whom you bore to me, and these you sacrificed to them to be devoured. For your acts of harlotry, a small matter, that you have slain my children and offered them up to them by causing them to pass through the fire, and in all your abominations and acts of harlotry, you did not remember the days of your youth when you were naked and bare, struggling in your blood. There it was, so after all your wickedness, woe to you, says the Lord God.
The church is committing a harlotry. The result is the slaying of God's children. Can you see this? Can you? Look at John 16:1-4.
Jesus said, these things I have spoken to you, that you should not be made to stumble. They will put you out of the synagogue. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God's service in these things they will do to you, because you have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you of them.
It is the church that Jesus is saying will be so dark spiritually that the true people of God will be persecuted by the church they attend. I've met many that have already experienced this for themselves, including myself. Yet Jesus gives the reason. He said that they, the church leaders, do not know the Father or Jesus. They are deceived or wolves in sheep clothing, which scatter the sheep away, which actually is a good thing. These scattered sheep are the true body of Christ, and that he will unite and breathe new life into of truth. I'm going to read this and include that one. John 16:32-33, Jesus said, indeed the hour is coming, yet has come, that you will be scattered, each to his own, and you will leave me alone. Yet I'm not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace in the world. You will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Then in Jeremiah 10, for the shepherds have become dull-hearted and have not sought the Lord. Therefore they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. Now God is behind the scattering of the flock. He is setting them free of the darkness and bondage from the pulpits because of the breaking away. Falling away and scattering the world sees weakness and lost respect for the church. It is happening in every city and town. The internet is filled with a scattered sheep. You find them on Facebook, but not in your local facilities. Man-made church with man-made labeling, like the denominational churches, for example. There is no denominational heaven. It is one heaven for the body of Christ to dwell with no divisions. Now, this is from Ezekiel 34:2-31.
Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God to the shepherds. Shepherds, woe to the shepherds of Israel who feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? The weak you have not strengthened, nor have you healed those who were sick, nor bound up the broken, nor brought back what was driven away, nor sought what was lost. But with force and cruelty you have ruled them, so they were scattered because there was no shepherd. They became food for all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, says the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became food for every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, nor did my shepherd search for my flock. But the shepherds fed themselves and did not feed my flock, but says the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand. I will cause them to cease feeding the sheep, and the shepherds shall feed themselves no more. For I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may no longer be food for them. As the shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep, so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on the cloudy and dark day. I will feed my flock, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away. Bind up the broken and strengthen what was sick. For I will destroy the fat and the strong and feed them in judgment. Therefore I will save my flock, and they shall no longer be a prey. And I will judge between sheep and sheep. You are my flock, the flock of my pasture. You are men, and I am your God, says the Lord God.
Yet in all this mayhem and chaos, God is still God and is in control. He is moving. He's bringing about a lot of the scattering to save the pure in heart that he knows are his, but are disillusioned, broken, and wounded. God is transitioning the true church to bring each member of his body into a oneness in him. He is absolute truth. This transition is him calling his beloved to an intimate love walk with the Godhead, intimacy with the Father, the Son, and his Holy Spirit. His real sheep will hear his voice, and they will respond to his voice. They are the true sheep. He is collecting the true body of Christ from the ones scattered for whatever reasons they were scattered. He is going after each one himself to be their shepherd himself and bring them to a place where they can rest. Get fed by Spirit, the true Word of God, from God himself. He will heal and restore them. He will bring them to a true intimate salvation. Salvation is a real intimate relationship with the Godhead. Intimacy with the two-way communication is true salvation. Hearing his voice and responding, speaking to us, to his heart and receiving from his heart face to face. This is true salvation. It is not reciting a paragraph of words. This is not salvation at all. True salvation can be found in the book of John. John 17, Jesus said, this is eternal life, that they may know that you are the true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. For I have given to them the words that you have given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came forth from you, that you believe that you sent me. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. Sanctify them by your truth. The word is truth. As you sent me into the world, and also I sent them into the world, that they may be one as your Father are in me and I in you, that they may also be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. I have declared them your name, and you will declare this is that love with which you love me may be in them and I in them. In John 14, Jesus said to him, verses 6 and 7, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also, and from now on you know him and have seen him. John 14:23. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he'll keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Salvation is intimate relationship with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. Believing the Father sent Jesus for you, but also intimacy, intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit included. He is your earthly helper in all things. God has heard that his people don't want to desire the intimate relationship with him, Lord. Seek him through his word. This transitioning and scattering in this day is God calling his beloved to an intimate love walk. Learn to communicate personally with him. Be desperate for his face, his presence, and his voice. See, he is your very breath of life. Without him, we don't live. We must live, move, and have our being only in him. We must hunger and thirst for him, his voice, his love. And remember, we don't wake up tomorrow morning unless he wakes us up. And we find we're still breathing and we're still alive. Two-way communication is how all relationships work. You can't be a Christian and not desire intimate relationship with the Godhead. And you can't be a Christian and not desire to have God's word in your heart. There must even be emotions connected in with the relationship with God. God has emotions too. Salvation and eternal life is knowing God the Father, Jesus Christ, his Son, and the Holy Spirit, an actual communicative relationship. It is a two-way communication with honor. It is not just you praying one-sided, but a two-way communication with someone you are close and intimate with, whose voice you obey and relate with, someone you laugh with, even cry with. You really know him. It is not reading about him in the Holy Bible or praying to him because you want something from him, like a Santa Claus. It is not fire insurance to keep you from hell either. Praying a pre-written prayer, like speaking a spell or chanting a chant, like other religions do, is not communication, nor is it salvation. None of these things save you under eternal life. Eternal life is connected to a real intimate relationship with the Creator, Holy Father, Jesus Christ, his Son, our big brother, and the Holy Spirit, our helper, counselor, and teacher. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to dwell with us on this earth. John 16:7-14.
Jesus said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. And if I depart, I will send him to you. When he has come, he will convict the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin because they do not believe in me, of righteousness because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you in all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And I will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you." John 15:26. Jesus says, "But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth that proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me." John 14:16-17, Jesus said, "I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, and he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." John 14:26, Jesus says, The Helper of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to you remembrance of things that I have said to you."
The Holy Spirit is the Helper the Father sends to dwell with you and in you, and he will teach you the ultimate truth. He is the Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit is our teacher, our helper in this earth. He convicts us of sin. It is the Holy Spirit's job to convict people of sin, not our job. We learn from the word of truth from him. He reveals the words in the Holy Bible to you. He makes the words come alive to you so you know you have heard from God when you read the words. He will assist you to obey the word of God too. We must awake with a thankful heart each day that he gave to us to live so we can live in his purposes for each and every one of us. He has us here for a reason. There's a meaning for your life. We are all called and sent to be here. Jesus said so in the above scriptures in John chapter 17. We must speak to him ourselves. We must trust him to protect us each hour of each day. We are alive today for a reason. We must seek his face daily. We must allow him the right to speak to us individually. He has plenty to say if we'll just respect him enough to listen. Keep our ears always open and in tune so we can hear his voice all day and each day. Stop tuning them out with the noises and distractions. Jeremiah 29:12-14.
You will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from captivity.
God invites us to seek him. He will listen to you and answer you and heal you and restore you and set you free to what he intended for you. But you must be desperate for him. This is a real intimate relationship with the Godhead. He is trying to save your life, heal you, restore you, but you must hear him for yourself. He will show you how to live daily. Jesus is truth. He is the word of truth. John 1:1-5. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. In the beginning was God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and darkness did not comprehend it. John 1:14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus and the Word of God are one. Jesus and the words of God, the Father, spoken. It is the Holy Spirit that manifests the Word of God. They are together, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Receiving the Holy Spirit is the last thing Jesus spoke about before he was lifted off the earth into the cloud. That's Acts 1:8-11. The Holy Bible was written by men who heard the voice of God through the Holy Spirit. It is God's Word written. 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for proof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man may be completed and equipped for every good work. Read these two scriptures.
Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Ephesians 6:17. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
The Word of God, Jesus Christ, is a sword. He is the weapon that devil hates and can't fight against.
Ephesians 5:26-27. That he might sanctify and cleanse her, the church, with the washing of water by the Word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish.
The Word of God, Jesus Christ, is the water that cleanses. He also said his cleansing water would be inside of us through the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the one who gives it to us. Jesus is the water that cleanses the sword that destroys all the weapons of the enemy. Jesus is the answer we will only need. So pick up your Bible, start reading it with the Holy Spirit, breathing into its pages, and talk to Jesus, too, about what he did for you.
John 4:13-14. Jesus answered and said to her, the woman at the well, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him, all will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life.
The Holy Spirit will teach you to worship him in spirit and truth. All this comes through intimate relationship, a two-way relationship between God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit in you. What is truth? Jesus and the Word of God is truth. What is eternal life? How can it be attained? Living forever with God of heaven, you become intimate with while on earth. You will know him, and he will know you, the Holy Spirit-inspired Word of truth. The Word of God does not change and will be relevant for eternity. God does not change. He is same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is the Word. They are one and the same, and the Holy Spirit speaks and confirms and reveals the Word of truth. The Holy Spirit performs the Word with his angels. Nothing must be added or taken from the Word of God. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Father are one, yet all have different functions. You must have relationships with each member of the Godhead. You have a relationship with the Heavenly Father or dear Daddy God. You must be in relationship with your big Jesus, who died on that cross for you and spilled his blood for you. He makes the words of God come to life for you and helps you on a daily basis just to live and obey God. He enables you to fulfill God's plan for your life. The Spirit is our friend. I'm going to finish this even when this goes off the air, but just know that even when we go off the air, you can hear the rest of this message when you listen to it in archives. We will also pray with you then. Let me go ahead and continue. We must hear God's voice to live on this earth. It is our very life, health, and provision of safety to hear his voice. We must attach our emotions to this heavenly relationship. God is not some emotionless God. We are created in his image and likeness. We are created with emotions, feelings, as well as a mind with thoughts of rationale, logic, and critical thinking. In a real relationship, our emotions are attached. So it must be with God. He loves us spiritually, but I believe emotions are attached even on his end. Mixed emotions end with your relationship with him. We are not created to be emotionless robots. We must be desperate for him, for without him, life is nothing and meaningless, cruel, cold, dark, and death to us. Only those who God did not know personally will not be in heaven. He will say, I never knew you. It's all about knowing him and him knowing you. It's a personal one-on-one. It's not about doing, it's about relationship that is intimate with the two-way relationship. Each day we hallow his name, and each day we pray for his kingdom to come and his will be done in our lives. And each day we seek his daily bread, his holy word straight from him through his voice or through his word. This is the daily intimate relationship with dignity, honor with God himself, and intimate communication. You involve your emotions and your heart in relationship. You actually seek his face and discuss daily steps you are fixing to make. Remember, we make the plan for the day, but God directs our steps and even goes before to make the crooked places straight and lightens our path. He helped us so our feet did not slip nor get trapped in snares. He is our first contact each day, and we will meet. He will meet with you. That is a promise. With a daily relationship with the Godhead, there will never be confusion about your salvation or confusion about his word, because his Holy Spirit will reveal the truth to you. Always speak to him when you open the Holy Book, our Holy Bible. His Spirit will perform his word be read and appropriated into your life. God always watches over his word to perform it. His word, our dear Jesus, is truth and our ever-present friend too. He's been there and done that and knows exactly what we are going through. He identifies with us. He has personality and emotions too. So be yourself with him and do it with respect. After all, he treats you with respect, honor, and always will, so you do the same for him. He knows our thoughts and words even before we speak them, so just be honest. He knows you so well, even counts the hairs on your head. You can't fool him. Did it shut off? So the prophecies about America's future, I say, regardless what this country is going through, God is in control. Whether we have a pharaoh or a shepherd as its leader, truth is God rules this earth and raises its leaders with his purposes, the good and the bad. Get your focus on your personal salvation and intimate relationship with God and his word and his voice and obey him. Let's pray. Dear Lord, our Lord, you are God of gods, almighty King of all glory. How much we love you and appreciate your patience for us. We are so weak, so sinful, so easily distracted, so easily confused. We are so lazy and ignorant of our ways, of your ways and truth. Please forgive us and please see we are mere humans, yet we forget so easily you live inside of us. Forgive us our sins and our lack of intimacy with you. Draw us back into that intimacy so close we hear your voice so clear again and be sensitive to you and your ways. We see our need to be desperate for you, that without you we do not even breathe or live another day or wake up in the morning. Give us that heart of thankfulness each day that you keep us alive. Revive our spirits and our souls and restore all we have lost, regardless how we lost them. Heal us of our pain and wounds. Set us free of our bondages of every area of our lives. Open our eyes to see truth. Open our ears to hear truth. Help us fight the good fight of our faith and let us know you are near and you'll never abandon us. Teach us your way as our true shepherd and feed us up on the mountains where we are surrounded by the true light. Lead us and be our God. Our sweet Heavenly Father, we adore you. Thank you for creating us. Dear Jesus, thank you for suffering and dying for us. And Holy Spirit, thank you for teaching us the way to God. Thank you for revealing the word of God to us and performing it. Daddy God, thank you for sending your angels to protect me and what I hold dear. Thank you, Jesus, for being a kind friend who can identify what I feel and go through and encourage me that you came through this life. So I will, because you will show me the way. Your will be done in our lives. We love you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise you, Jesus. Did you hit anything?